Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Heart-Centered Stories for Kids with Heart with your host, Miss Janine.
Hello, everybody. It's Miss Janine here with another story on Heart-Centered Stories for Kids with Heart, brought to you by The Melodies and The Melodies in Motion. Welcome, everybody. So happy to have you here. Today, our story is about Finn the dolphin and how he learned to see with his heart. Do you know how to see with your heart? No? Well, do you know how to see with your eyes? We see with our eyes all the time, don't we? We see colors and shapes. We see what people are wearing. We see what things look like. But when we see with our heart, we see things deeper. When we see with our heart, sometimes we see emotions. Sometimes we can feel emotions. When we see with our heart, we see how people are feeling, who they really are inside, and what they express to the world around them. Well, in this story with Finn the dolphin, he learns to see with his heart, and he learns a much better way of getting around his world underneath the ocean. Are you ready? Here we go. Upon a time not that long ago, there lived a dolphin named Finn. Now, Finn was a boy dolphin. He was kind of a young dolphin. He hadn't quite learned how to do all of the flips and the tricks that all the other dolphins had learned. He wasn't ready to have a girl dolphin and have babies. He wasn't ready to start a family at all. He was just a boy dolphin. And he would hang out with his friends all the time under the sea. They would explore the caves and the caverns under the water. They would chase fish and sometimes sneak up on whales and scare them by slapping their tail with their tail. To a whale, it just felt like an itch, but to those dolphin boys, it felt like fun. He had about four friends that he hung around with all the time. They were like a boy group. They just hung around all the time, and they would play dolphin ball, which is when you take a sea urchin and you toss it in the water and then you flip it around with your flippers to each other, and they would play all day long. Well, one thing they liked to do more than anything was they'd like to look around at the other dolphins and check and see what was going on. And they would talk about, oh, look at that dolphin over there. She got a mark on her side. She doesn't look as perfect as she used to look. And they would look over at the sea urchins and the flowers on the seabed, and they would say, look at that ugly flower. I don't even know why it is growing there on the ocean floor. It is so weird looking. And they would laugh and giggle and make fun of the other sea creatures. This was a lot of fun for them, but it wasn't a lot of fun for the people around them. But it was about all that they knew. They were learning and exploring about their world. Then one day, Finn was traveling through the ocean without his friends. He was all by himself. He and his family were going to go on a trip, and he wanted to go exploring. So he started going out further than he ever had before. He went out further into the ocean, through the caves and through the mountains and down and around the ferns and the seaweed. And he came across a place that looked most magical of all. It had weird colors and weird shapes. It looked quite different than any place he had ever been. He raced back to tell his friends. He was so excited. This place was awesome. He loved it so much. But when he brought his friends all the way over the mountains and over the hills and through the seaweed forest to this place, they started making fun of it. This place is ugly. Why are we doing here? This is silly. This is so weird. Why do you even like it here? His friend started saying. Look at that over there. That's funny looking. And he pointed to a green algae growing on the side of the rock. this is silly. I never seen this before. This is totally different than what we're used to. This is silly. Why do you like over and over again? And he felt so bad. He went all the way back home by himself with his tail drooping, slowly, slowly, slowly back home. When he got home, his mother noticed that his tail was drooping and he wasn't as perky as he normally was. And she said, "What's wrong, Finn?" My friends, I found this really cool secret place because I know we're going on this cool vacation and I wanted to explore and I didn't want to be scared. And I found this really cool place, he said. And in this really cool place, and I showed all my friends and they made fun of it. They made fun of it? His mom said, "Why did they make fun of it?" Well, they thought it looked funny and that it was different. And it is different, but I liked it. And now they don't like it. Now I don't think I should like it either. "Finn, we need to tell you something," his mother said to him. "No, tomorrow we're going on our vacation," she said. "But it's a vacation to a very special place. And when we go, I'll show you what makes things different, what makes them the same, and how you can learn to see the world differently." "All right," said Finn, even though he had no idea what his mother was talking about. He went up to his room with his tail down. He sat in his waterbed, and he just cried himself to sleep. The next morning, their family went on a vacation. Now, they don't go many vacations. Dolphins normally hang out together, and when they do travel, they go far and wide to different places all across the ocean floor. But this time it was different, and he wasn't sure why. But his mother knew why. His mother said, "Finn, we have something important to show you. You are growing into a young man. And as a young man, as a young dolphin, you need to learn how to look at the world differently." "What do you mean, look at the world differently?" he said. "Remember what happened yesterday with your friends?" she said. "Yeah," said Finn. "Well, this might help." So he followed his family on vacation, and they swam over tall mountains in the ocean floor and over flat seabeds full of sand with nothing but shells on it. And they went all the way to where there was a giant wall. There was a wall that went from the bottom of the ocean floor all the way up to the top of the waves in the ocean. And his mother looked at him and said, "All right, are you ready?" "Ready for what?" he said. "Come on, I'll show you." And suddenly, before you know it, both his mother and his father went and flew all the way up the wall, so fast you could barely see them, and flipped all the way onto the other side. Or at least you think that's where he went. He couldn't see them anymore. He didn't know where they went. He couldn't see anything. All he saw was this ugly wall, and there was nothing around. Suddenly, his mother flipped back on the other side. "Aren't you coming?" she said. "Coming? How am I supposed to do that?" he said. "I'm just a little dolphin boy. I can't reach that high. I can't go that fast," he said. "Look," she said. "Look and you'll figure it out," she said. "Look how," he said. "All I see is this brown, ugly wall going all the way from the ocean floor all the way to the top of the waves. It's so ugly. I cannot see anything else," he said. She said, "Not with your head," she said. "Your head sees ugly," she said. "Your head sees brown," she says. "Look with your heart. Use your heart. Use your heart eye," she said, "and focus on your heart and use your heart eye." And Finn did that. He closed his eyes and then he opened them very slowly. And his mother suddenly sped away and flew up over the wall, all the way out of the water and onto the other side. This time, he saw something different. He saw the water moving. It was moving so fast. It was moving up. It was moving up from the bottom of the ocean floor all the way up into the air. There was a current running along the ocean, and it was propelling, and his mother knew right where to go at the exact moment to have that water push her all the way over the top. "So if I just go in the current," Finn said, "I can do it." He took a deep breath and he got his fins moving really fast, and he just moved a little bit right to where his mother was, right to where he saw that water moving. It looked like colors moving in the water. And shoop, he flew up so fast. He flew up all the way into the sky. He flipped around 3 times and spun in the air and landed on the other side of the wall where his family was waiting there to greet him. "You did it! You did it," they said. "You saw it." "I saw the magic," he said. "I saw the moving current in the water, and I did it. I just rode the wave, and I did it," he said. "See, Finn," said his mother, "there's much more than meets the eye out in this big, wide world of yours." As they went and swam down to where a lovely batch of fish were waiting for their dinner. "There's much more than meets the eye in this ocean and this big, wide world," she said. "It's not just seeing with your eyes that helps. Seeing with your heart can show you the secret to so much in this world. Be willing to try." And from then on, Finn went back and told all his friends about what he had done, and they began to do the same thing. And instead of seeing ugly or colors or shapes or just normal stuff, they began to see the world as a beautiful, rainbow-colored, incredible place filled with so many currents and so much moving through it, all these things they had never seen before. And it gave them energy and happiness that they had never experienced. And that's how Finn learned to see with his eyes, his heart. Thank you for joining me again today. I'm so happy you were with me. And I will see you next time on Heart-Centered Stories for Kids with Heart. All my love. May you be able to see with your heart and your eyes whenever you walk around today, and know that I love you very much.
Thank you for joining us for another edition of Heart-Centered Stories for Kids with Heart, brought to you by The Melodies, life readiness lessons and songs for preschoolers. You can find out more about Heart-Centered Stories or how to submit your child's drawings or pictures for possible use in a YouTube video based on the stories at heartcenteredstories.com or melodies4kids.com. That's heartcenteredstories.com or melodies4kids.com. All my love, from my heart to yours. May the stories you tell be from the heart.